Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Be advised. For Pastor Scheidbach, exposing liberal lies and destroying vain philosophies of God-hating, America-despising liberals is like taking candy from a baby. All liberals are hereby cautioned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to rip one or more of your favorite lollipop notions right out of your hand. Uh-oh, too late. A liberal just lost a lollipop. Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur. Are you ready for your gray matter massage? Folks, your brain masseur is a faithful member of the American resistance against the communist occupation of the White House and Capitol. Paul Revere's lantern lighter here, lighting the lanterns of the church belfry arch. That signal the enemy is on the march or on the run. See how they run. I suppose some of you, at least, are going to watch Obama's State of the Union address. A pastor friend of mine sent me something I think you'll find interesting. It's called Obama Bingo. He's created a grid, like a bingo card, with various things you might expect to hear Obama say. And if you line them up one way or the other, diagonally, horizontal, vertical, then you'll win a prize. I thought this was great. I might go ahead and sit down and play the game as I watch the speech. Across the top, let me be clear. One of his oft-repeated statements. Another, it won't happen overnight. Another, make no mistake, we have made some progress. We have lost touch. The economic mess was worse than we dreamed. the people who wish us harm, the good people of Islam, no mention of terrorists, beginning recovery. I mean, he goes on. It's interesting. I'm looking for one here where he makes some kind of a statement to the effect, the failed policies of the last 8 years. That's got to be on here somewhere, but I don't see it anyway. I thought that was fun. Okay, let's see here. My last show, I brought out some insights I hope will be helpful into the earthquake that is shaking down long-held democratic strongholds in America today. So let us take a quick look at the Haiti earthquake and offer an earthquake warning. No doubt you have heard, Pat Robertson said he believed the earthquake is part of an ongoing curse on Haiti that dates back to a pact that was made with the devil. And as I understand this, this something of a legend, it occurred in 1791. And the story goes like this. Columbus discovered Haiti in 1492 and claimed it for Spain. It came to be called Hispaniola. Later, the French occupied the west side of Hispaniola. And it came to be called the French Dominion. And in 1697, Spain recognized France's legitimate claim to the western half of the island. Now, the story is that in 1791, a voodoo witch doctor sacrificed a pig and drank its blood, yuck, in a ritual by which he put the country under the heel of Satan in order to secure Satan's help in overthrowing the French. As I understand it, this deal was for 200 years. And we note, from 1791 to 1804, the natives engaged in a civil war that finally resulted in the French leaving the island, and the French dominion became known as Haiti. So Pat Robertson is talking about this alleged voodoo curse. All right, let me offer some perspective on this before I offer my own insight into the whole situation. After Columbus planted the flag of Spain on the island, the Catholic dominion of that island was greatly resented by the natives. And the native religion was voodoo, and all that mumbo-jumbo about curses and spell-casting and stabbing dolls with needles and worshipping the dark forces to manipulate them into helping cast spells on people and all this business. They worshipped the spirit that is in the trees and the waters and the fire and all this kind of business. I suppose you are familiar with your standard pagan confusion. You've watched Harry Potter. But much of the religion of the voodoo was absorbed into the Catholic expression of Christianity on this island. However, as in many other places in the world, the Catholic version of Christianity did not always play nice. And the brutality of some of the priests and the general resentment of the natives against the invaders grew, but not so much under the Dominican Republic side as it did on the French Dominion side. On the French Dominion side, the tension between the natives and the occupiers was much more intense, and this is likely because, the abuses there were much more egregious. Now, as a note, the Dominican Republic also revolted against Hispanic dominion at one time, but then later willingly went back under Spain. So on the West, however, the tensions between the natives and the occupying French got very, very bad. And as it happens in situations like these, the natives became very nationalistic or very committed politically to their native culture. There was a kind of revolt against the religion brought in by the French and the Hispanics, and a strong turn to the culture of the native land, which was the voodoo religion. And so a resurgence of voodoo became part of the political movement. And, of course, the witch doctors certainly encouraged this. So when the tensions reached a boiling point, a voodoo witch doctor did exactly what is reported historically down many, many generations. And by the way, this legend has been passed down by oral tradition for many, many decades, even centuries. And not only by those who are accusing them of making a pact with the devil, but in their own folklore and legends as well. You understand, you see, that so far as the natives were concerned, they were making a pact with a dark power, but not in contrast with God as we understand him. In their pagan worldview, they latched onto a spiritual power they thought could help them. But in their religion, the gods they served demanded payment and service and so on. It's interesting in pagan religions. These folks understood they would have to endure a kind of tyranny of this god and become a slave of this god if they made a deal with him. And I mean, that religion is so bizarre. Really, even now, those who participate in that religion, they make pacts with spirits all the time, in which to gain their service in some act of revenge, they knowingly put themselves under the control of this devil, at the mercy of this devil, who often uses them and abuses them as it pleases. I mean, it's very, very bizarre. But here's the thing. The fact that some voodoo witch doctor performed a religious ceremony launching their war for independence against the French was to them perhaps similar in some ways to us having a religious service before we went to war against the Brits, with one very important difference. The natives on that island were worshiping devils, and we over here were worshiping the one true God. And this is where Pat Robertson is coming from. If you listen to it, and you can find it on YouTube. If you listen, he's not saying that the earthquake is itself an act of God in punishment against the Haitians for making this pact with the devil. Listen to what he said, and you'll see that he is saying, if you look at that island and you know its history, it is interesting that one half of the same island is prosperous while the other half is constantly having problems and is impoverished. And it is noteworthy that in the history of Haiti, there is this legend, rooted in some historical fact, that the leaders of the revolt against the French involved themselves in a ritual in which a voodoo witch doctor dedicated Haiti to Satan for 200 years. And the other side of the island, by contrast, willingly accepted at least a form of Christianity. And it is, interestingly, doing very well, while the other is, well, not. Okay, now that we have put Pat Robertson's comments into a context and offered some perspective, let me weigh in on all this. First, and I'm going to use that word that so many of you just you have heart palpitations when I do, but you just need to get over it. That Antichrist spirit operating in you is just going to have to get used to hearing it around here. And the word is Jesus. You ready for that? Jesus. Right on secular radio, can you believe it? Jesus said there would be earthquakes in diverse places. The world has been groaning and travailing ever since sin entered into it. And so the earthquakes happen, not necessarily as a direct consequence of an individual's sin, but as a general consequence of sin in the world. It makes us mindful of the fall of man and the condition of mankind in sin, and of our need for a Savior, and of his promise, by the way, to one day make a new heaven and a new earth out from under the curse of sin. And so earthquakes are expected to be in the world until Jesus comes, hey, and they will occur, as he said, in diverse places, which is to say, here and there, or in various places. Okay, the Bible thump alert. Bible thump alert! We are told, quote, time and chance happeneth unto us all, end quote. There is an element of time and chance in such matters. However, that is not to say God does not intervene to help. And when you look at the amazing stories in Haiti of obvious divine intervention, and it is not hard to find the hand of God at work there. Consider how few of the orphans died and how some of these children were miraculously found. And in some cases, they happened to have been placed in a place where they were made safe just before the earthquake hits. Interesting, many stories like that. Nevertheless, we also know that some innocent people get hurt in these disasters also, and that is testament to the cruelty of sin. And, you know, God, who tells only the truth, does not allow us to live in a fairy tale land of make-believe. Friends, this is the real deal. Yet, at the same time, God mercifully carries the little ones to heaven to be with him, while the wicked who die in these disasters go to their own reward. So that every foul, devil-inspired pimp who kept children for sex slaves in Port-au-Prince, and who dies in this quake, he goes straight to hell, while the child abused by that pervert goes to heaven. Amen. Now, I stray a bit from my point. You see, I don't think the earthquake occurred in Haiti because Haiti made some sort of pact with the devil. Besides, that pact was made in 1791, and it was a 200-year pact, which means the devil's lease was over in 1991. But, you see, that's the point. The fact is, the devil is very much worshipped in Haiti's native culture, and Port-au-Prince is one of the most wicked cities in the world, probably only slightly more wicked than New Orleans, which has had its problems. And the point is this. God said every nation that forgets him is turned into hell. And if Haiti's problems are the consequence of that nation rejecting the gospel and embracing the religion of paganism, well, I think we had better start preparing for a serious natural disaster here, huh? If Haiti got clobbered for enslaving children in something called Restavex, I think that's how you pronounce it. That's child domestic slavery, by the way, that's practiced in Haiti. And for the fact that Port-au-Prince is known all over the world for its human sex trafficking, well, then I can tell you, that America is in for a very serious judgment of apocalyptic proportions for murdering 1.5 million babies every year for the past 50. Hello? There is no question there is a divine protection afforded to nations that obey the gospel. Certainly, such nations face natural disasters of all and all sorts of problems. I mean, we live in the same world damaged by sin that everyone else lives in. But righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. Oh, I forgot. Bible thumper alert. Righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. Now, the Bible certainly speaks to the blessedness of that people whose God is the Lord, and of the misery of that people who reject him. And the broad outline of history gives testimony to this truth. Those nations that have embraced the gospel have prospered, and those nations that have rejected it have not. One may point to various individual exceptions where God is working some particular plan, but generally, it has proved to be true. Freedom and liberty are at home only in those countries that have embraced the gospel. Now, does God use such disasters to punish nations? Well, I think it works a little differently than that. Remember that Jesus said there will be earthquakes in diverse places, and this clearly means that his followers were to expect earthquakes to occur in places where they would live. On the other hand, where God is acknowledged and where Jesus is confessed Lord, we certainly expect evidence of divine intervention in such matters to be greater or more prevalent. Look, once Jesus remarked on a disaster that occurred in his time in Jerusalem, and he asked a very important question. Let me give you a little background. A tower had fallen and killed 18 people in Jerusalem. Jesus asked, quote, "Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem?" End quote. And then he answered his own question. He said, quote, "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish," end quote. You'll find that in Luke 13. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you think the Haitians were, I mean all of them, who died in the earthquake, do you think they were more wicked than all who live here in America? "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." All right? Okay, so let me take a little break here, but I want to say that I listened to Pat Robertson's comment, and he was not being judgmental or mean-spirited at all. The media simply are a bunch of evil mongers who like to twist anything a Christian says around, motivated by that Antichrist spirit. They just love to do that. He was filled with compassion. And while I don't agree with his comment, I don't think the earthquake has anything at all to do with any pact, any voodoo witch doctor made with the devil. For one thing, no voodoo witch doctor has that kind of power. Look, no individual can make a pact with the devil that binds his entire nation to Satan. Now, that's a bunch of nonsense. However, if the people are worshiping at Satan's altar, well, that is a different matter. Then Satan may take them at his will. That's what the Bible says. But I've got good news for you. Listen, get ready. Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Take that, voodoo man. So take that. No voodoo witch doctor can bind a nation to a curse. The sinfulness of a nation is what God looks at. Remember, you know in the Bible, it talks about the Amorites. God said to Abraham, I am going to turn all the land of the Amorites over to your descendants, Abraham. But he told Abraham that it wasn't going to happen until the iniquity of the Amorites was filled up. You see, God evaluates a nation on the basis of its collective weight of offense to God's laws, and he weighs them in his own balances, my friend. God is not bound by any pact that any individual might have made with the devil. Earthquakes happen as a general consequence of the ruin sin has brought into God's creation. Jesus said we are to expect them to occur in diverse places, not in targeted places, in diverse places. When they occur, God is present to help those who call on him. As for Robertson's more general statement that Haiti has had nothing but trouble throughout its history, and yet they are right next door to another nation, the Dominican Republic, where prosperity is the general experience of the people, well, it is noteworthy, is it not, that the Dominican Republic is not so well known for its wickedness as Haiti is, speaking generally. Anyway, I'll be addressing this this Sunday morning. So come on by and I'll give you a more full explanation of it all. I'll be right back. Hold on till after the break.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church, writer and college professor, has written extensively on end time prophecy. His materials are used by pastors and missionaries in America and many other parts of the world. And now he is making his material available to you. There are three ways to participate in this serious, in-depth Bible study. Pastor Scheidbach will don his professor cap at the Lighthouse and present his studies on biblical prophecy every Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:30. Nursery, children's ministry, and teen programs are available. Those attending the class will receive his notes, charts, and illustrations free. Or you may enroll in the Route 66 Radio Prophecy class or the Route 66 Web Prophecy class. For more information about these opportunities, call 888-770-8000. Leave your name and number and we'll get back to you. Every Sunday morning beginning at 9:30 a.m. at the Lighthouse, popular talk show host, college professor, and pastor Jerry Scheidbach will be offering a personal, hands-on brain massage on Bible prophecy. All are welcome. Call 805-347-9887. Warning. Persons listening to this show are exposed to the truth. This has proved to be deeply disturbing to liberals, sometimes causing mental disorientation and distraction. If you are a liberal and operating heavy equipment or are engaged in potentially life-threatening activity, be forewarned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to make you mad. Truth served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Jerry Scheidbach here, your brain masseur. It's time to complete your brain massage. An earthquake hit Haiti. I'll be talking about this from a biblical perspective today. Come on by at 10:45 and join us. Yesterday in the radio show, Brain Massage Show, I spoke of the earthquake that has hit American politics. And I hope I convinced you that the epicenter of that earthquake is Obamatix. Let me warn you of another earthquake. Jesus asked an important question when a tower fell in Jerusalem, killing 18 souls. He asks, you know, by the way, it's interesting to me, if I was talking about what something Buddha said, if I was talking about something Confucius said, if I was talking about something Allah said even, most of you wouldn't even have the slightest little problem, but I talk about what Jesus said, and some of you right now can't hardly handle it. You silly-minded individual. Anyway... Anyway, Jesus asked an important question when a tower fell in Jerusalem, killing 18 souls in his day. He asks, do you think that these men were more wicked than anyone else in Jerusalem? And by the way, that is the natural tendency in all of us, isn't it? When some disaster befalls someone, we tend to wonder what evil they did to deserve it. If you're pagan, you think it's karma. If you're Muslim, you think it's Allah. If you're Christian, you think it's God punishing somebody for sin. That is, unless you're well taught from the scriptures and know and get the full story. Consider Job, for heaven's sake. And if you say, well, it turned out good, then I say, well, then wait. Let's see how this thing turns out with Haiti. And listen closer. This is very interesting. It's going to be helpful to you. The bottom line is that Jesus answered his own question. And he said, I tell you nay, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Now, he said, your time is always ready, by the way. Yes, and the good book says time and chance happens to everyone, huh? And earthquakes will occur, he said, in diverse places. So you see, bad things happen in this world, and since good people live in it, these bad things have an impact on the good who live in it. Like the baby in the womb of the mother, you know, who does meth or heroin or whatever. What did the baby do? Nothing. The mother brought evil into the life of her baby by her sin, her transgression against God's law. The same thing happens in a more broad or general way. Sin has brought evil into the world, and it does have an impact on the innocent who live in it. However, God is good, and he will intervene on behalf of those who call on him, and will ultimately deliver the innocent and bring eternal retribution upon the wicked. So there, you see what I mean? It all turns out good in the end. Meanwhile, we extend mercy and care and as much help as we can. And by the way, Pat Robertson has raised well over $1 million in compassionate giving to assist Haitians at this time. But of course, the wicked Antichrist press ignores all that, don't they? Okay, let us consider something Jesus said about natural disasters. And in the light of the devastation in Haiti, let us beware. If you think the people of Haiti were so much more wicked than we are here in America, and that is why they were hit by this terrible earthquake, I want you to listen carefully. Jesus says that is the wrong way to see this sort of thing. Instead, what he encourages us to do is this. Hey, we're not any better, and we had better repent, or else we will likewise perish. We need to face the fact that we have been murdering babies in the womb for decades now, and God's justice will not sleep. It's payday someday. Look, the sin of abortion is killing our babies, but it's also killing the conscience of this nation. It is killing our babies. Mercy, you had better be glad your mother was pro-life, at least in your case. Good night. Talk about the sin of the mother impacting the innocent life of the child in her womb, or in this case, the sin of a nation impacting the innocent life of a child in the womb. Now, here's a mother who invited a doctor to insert a scalpel into her womb and stab and cut and sever her baby into pieces, and then to drag out the pieces and reassemble them on a cold steel table to make sure they got it all out. What grotesque monsters we have become. I mean, to sanction such a thing in our laws. And that takes me to the point that not only is abortion killing our babies, it is killing our conscience as a nation. Look at how we have degenerated in this country. Obama votes against the Born Alive Protection Act, meaning that he would, oh my God in heaven help us, that man would be willing to allow a baby to be murdered who survived an abortion out, and here's a baby outside the womb, struggling for its life, and that man, Obama, the president-elect, where's your birth certificate, sir, would have a law in place that would allow the doctors, or actually require the doctors and nurses to finish the job to kill that baby. Then you got Barbara Boxer, who tells us that she thinks a baby's right to life doesn't kick in until it's taken home from the hospital. Shocking! Now, I've got to conclude, but you need to listen, especially those of you who are conservative but okay with abortion, and those of you who are liberal and okay with abortion. Listen, you are okay with the murder of a baby. Something that would have shocked your parents. Oh, I guess now I'll have to say we're so far removed from that general sense of the sacredness of life that I have to say your grandparents, and for some of you, your great-grandparents, God help us. More and more Americans, however, are waking up. And I certainly thank God for that. More and more Americans are waking up and realizing that murdering the baby in the womb is not a legitimate answer to an unwanted pregnancy. Take the adoption option. Anyway, to conclude, take a good long look at what is going on in Haiti. Because, folks, if we don't repent of our sins, we shall all likewise perish. Well, I've lit the lights in the belfry arch that signaled the enemies on the march. Call in. Let me know you see the lights are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That is 1-888-770-8000. Dial 1-888-770-8000 and say lights on if you agree with me. And if you disagree with me, well, you can just register your thumbs down vote, if you like, and say it lights off, and then slam the phone down just as hard as you want to, but be careful you don't break it. You can reach me by email. Go to santamarialighthouse.org. Click the Contact Us button and then write a message to me. The box is kind of small. Notice that, but I understand it expands as you type. You can give me just about as long a message as you like, I think. God bless you. God save America. I'll see you in church.
Truth served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind. How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Want some more? Your Brain Masseur offers two weekend brain massage shows. Tune in for a complete brain massage experience Saturdays at 7:30 and a whole new show on Sundays at 7 a.m. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church, writer and college professor, has written extensively on end time prophecy. His materials are used by pastors and missionaries in America and many other parts of the world. And now he is making his material available to you. There are three ways to participate in this serious, in-depth Bible study. Pastor Scheidbach will don his professor cap at the Lighthouse and present his studies on biblical prophecy every Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:30. Nursery, children's ministry, and teen programs are available. Those attending the class will receive his notes, charts, and illustrations free. Or you may enroll in the Route 66 Radio Prophecy class or the Route 66 Web Prophecy class. For more information about these opportunities, call 888-770-8000. Leave your name and number and we'll get back to you. Every Sunday morning beginning at 9:30 a.m. at the Lighthouse, popular talk show host, college professor, and pastor Jerry Scheidbach will be offering a personal, hands-on brain massage on Bible prophecy. All are welcome. Call 805-347-9887.
Church is not the place to be trolling for chicks, and it's not a talent show for rockers. So if you want a rock concert, call Ticketmasters. But if you're looking for a church that takes the lordship of Jesus seriously, and you can endure sound doctrine, proclaimed straight from the Bible with the preaching that tells it like it is without fear or compromise, come to the Lighthouse, where we are shining the light of God's truth to help families safely navigate through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information. See our ad in the Coastal Pages Directory.
Baptists have left a trail of blood across the pages of history, and that blood was their own. Baptists have paid dearly for their refusal to compromise on the firm commitment to the divine right of every person to believe and speak according to the dictates of their own conscience. Long before the Reformation, Baptists refused to accept the Pope as the head of the church, rejected infant baptisms, and refused to use images or to worship Mary. For this, millions were martyred during the Dark Ages, and later during the early colonial period in America, Baptists were cast in prison and harassed by the Protestant churches. Indeed, America owes a great debt to the Baptists for our traditions of religious liberty and free speech in this country. We identify with the heroic heritage of steadfast faithfulness to the Word of God, and that is why the word Baptist is in our name. Visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church on West Bedaravia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the Lighthouse. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Is going to church like walking on a treadmill? You keep going and going, getting nowhere. Has your faith made the difference you're looking for? Come to the church that makes a difference. Lighthouse Baptist Church, a lighthouse for the family. Call 347-9887 for more information. See our ad in the Coastal Pages Directory.
You love it or you hate it. Either way, the Brain Masseur is going to make you think. Tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. if you dare.